Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We wanted to get a little bit of context about this, and we are joined this morning by Reina Duvenage, who is the campaign officer at AfriForum. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show. And thanks for having me. And I'm doing very well. And you?
Excellent. Thank you. So the COVID grant thing was always a bit perplexing because it certainly wasn't enough to do anything really good. It didn't, I'm not sure how much it helped or it didn't help. And now that it looks like it's set to almost double. What's with that?
Well, yes. The way that the amendments, what the amendments propose is that the threshold is increased to 624 Rand for people to receive this grant. So it will still be 350 Rand a month.
Oh, but, I see. All right, I misunderstood.
The threshold is increased, when the threshold is increased, it also means that more people qualify for the grant. So it does amount to an expansion and more social grants being paid to people. And also what the amendments also propose is that the minister and the Minister of Finance are given the powers to also increase this amount or this threshold when they see fit or when they from time to time when they see fit. So it gives them these powers as well. And of course, we say that this increases government dependency. And like you mentioned previously, it's not a solution for poverty in this country. We know that, let's say, even if you have an income of 500 Rand a month and you qualify for this extra 350 Rand, that still places you below the bottom poverty line and far below the higher poverty line. So it's not a solution for poverty in this country. Increases government dependence, and we know that the government is very inefficient in managing these funds, and the government is actually, well, we argue, trying to usurp the role of the private sector.
Well, I would say I would maybe take it even a step further and say that it almost becomes a bit of blackmail, because when it comes to the next election, it's very easy to say, well, you know, the next people that come in, if you don't vote for us, then you're going to lose your 350 Rand grant.
Yes, of course, and that is something that's definitely a risk, and it's we've seen these sort of tactics in the past from the ruling party, and that is why we are really against, and we are opposed to any form of government dependence. And the government, it hasn't been able to look after its citizens. We know during the budget speech earlier this year, the Minister of Finance announced actually, as if it was some sort of very, very good thing, or that 46% of the people are receiving grants in this country, and actually it's a very, very bad thing, especially when the grants are 350 Rand a month, which is like I mentioned, not even enough to survive on. And this government has also caused this unemployment rate of 46.2% when you look at the broad definition of people who are no longer looking for jobs. And again, this, like you mentioned, is a very good point. It makes people dependent on the government, and it makes it easy for the government to control the people, and it makes it easier for the government to stay in power. And that's why we are opposed to this these expanded grants.
Mm, mm. What is the alternative solution, in your view?
Well, there's no panacea, if I can call it that, We as AfriForum, we strongly believe that the private sector, that the government's only role is to provide an atmosphere, or to create an atmosphere in which the private sector can function optimally and can create jobs and therefore prosperity and wealth. That is our belief. And our organization, we are part of the Greater Solidarity Movement, and we've shown this. We have a charity organization, we have printing, we have publishers, we have media. So, and these organizations all run on the basis of balancing the books. And we do a lot of good in society. We try and do a lot of good in society with the limited funds that are available to us. And I think, I think the government should allow private sector organizations like AfriForum and others and civil society to improve living circumstances for communities. And the government simply needs to relinquish its control over the economy. And we know that the government is often unwilling to relinquish its powers, and that's why we as civil society need to apply pressure on the government to do so.
We saw a very interesting shift this week, and obviously it came out of a mess, out of complete desperation when the president stood up and made significant changes to the electricity landscape. Do you think that that is perhaps a little bit of a signal that they might be more open to the private sector, to other organizations such as yourselves getting involved in other areas? And I'm not talking about electricity. I'm just using that as an example of an approach.
Well, of course, we would certainly hope so. And I have to say, though, that our experience doesn't tell them otherwise. Mm. The government is not very willing to cooperate with organizations such as us. But, of course, we also argue that this ESCOM, we call it a step in the right direction, but it was not like the government did it on its own accord.
Absolutely not.
It was absolutely forced by public pressure, and we were looking at an extremely, extremely, catastrophic situation. And almost we were moving towards, like a total grid collapse. So this was a very necessary step, and obviously we welcome the step, but now it's our responsibility again to look at the situation and make sure that the government correctly implements the measures that it's announced. But that's why it's such a crucial role that civil society needs to play. It's because we are not involved in politics, but we have our values and we have our beliefs, and that's why we need to act as watchdogs, to prevent government power abuses, but also to make sure that the right policies are implemented by the government, and to ensure that that no abuses of power take place.
AfriForum is often the subject or accused of all sorts of all sorts of agendas. If you allow it to, that can really derail or allow you to move away from the focus and from your goal and your agenda. How do you deal with that? How do you deal with the very negative labeling that sometimes comes your way?
Well, I think we've been negatively labeled, but not by everyone. And I think we have been receiving a lot of good media attention in recent times. And I think for us, as we are staying true to our beliefs, to our core beliefs, we want freedom and prosperity for everyone in this country, but the way the government is functioning and doing its job is not providing that for people of this country. It's not providing wealth, freedom, prosperity. It's making people dependent on the government. We've stayed true to our beliefs, and I think people are seeing that we really do have good intentions as an organization, and we just stay true to our beliefs, and we are wholly opposed to the government's interference in the economy, but also the government infringing on minority rights, which is a very important issue, and many other issues. So that is something that we will remain steadfast on, and I think that's what's I think it's led to our success in large degree.
I would certainly agree with that. Rona Duvenage, thank you, as always, campaign officer at AfriForum, talking to us about AfriForum opposing the increase of the COVID grant threshold to 624 Rand.